Hello, everybody. This is Open-Minded Skeptic on AboveTopSecret.com in the politics feed, responding to Nurki's reply on the Alberto Gonzalez confirmation. First off, thanks, man, for all the kind words. It is much appreciated as I jump in here and get my feet wet in podcast land. Alberto Gonzalez is the current Attorney General of the United States. That is the person who is most responsible at the top level of government for making sure that the laws of the country are followed and adhered to. The statement that kind of caught my eye was his remarks about presidential powers as regards unwarranted, as in without a warrant, monitoring of communications between or by American citizens. At the time he made those statements, he was undergoing his confirmation hearings to be confirmed as the Attorney General. What that means is he gets interviewed by various members of the U.S. Senate, which is the body responsible for confirming a nominee for Attorney General. Now, I believe, I'm not absolutely positive of this, but I believe that when he is testifying before the Senate committee that he is under oath, which means he is obliged to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. However, he was at the very least drastically misleading regarding his opinion of presidential power to authorize surveillance of American citizens without a warrant. Because as we have found out now, that very activity was in fact going on well before Gonzalez's confirmation hearings took place. And I believe he knew about it. He's been an insider in the Bush circle for years, and I do not believe that he was completely ignorant of the surveillance that was going on. So when he made those statements about the surveillance being a purely hypothetical question that he could not answer, that, I believe, that's what I'm calling a lie. He, I think, knew that it was going on, so he knew that it was not a hypothetical question, yet he answered it as if it were, and as if he had no information whatsoever about it. As far as repercussions from his statements, I'm not sure that anybody, or I at least, could point to any in particular that are a direct result of his statements. He was confirmed as Attorney General of the United States, and so he is now a high-level member of the current administration, which is, in my opinion, doing this country and the world no good at all. But whether we can go to a particular repercussion of his statements, I'm not sure. Gonzalez is on record as being one of the members of the current administration who supports the executive unitary theory, whereby the president can pretty much do whatever he wants at any time without any oversight by Congress or the courts. That's not the way the government is set up in this country, and it is my opinion it's being usurped by this attitude. So really, this is just one more example of a member of the current administration who is at the very least misleading, and I believe lying is a more appropriate term, and he's still in office, still has a job. The administration itself is still in power and still doing what they're doing. I just find it curious that nothing is being done by the people who have the power to do anything about it. To me and to many, it seems clear that there have been multiple offenses committed by members of this administration that justify further legal action. That's just my two bits worth. Thanks for listening.